Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 27th of November 1961. Man's Story and His Stupidity. I had told you very often that wrong view and doubt would arise without understanding of the D.A. process. You must remember it until the attainment of the path and fruit, i.e., magga and phala, until become a sotapanna. Only by knowing about it is free from wrong view or have purified view, right view. After that, with the contemplation on impermanence, suffering and not self, can attain the path knowledge, magganana. Only with the understanding of the D.A. process and you understand the kanda, its arising process and cause. You contemplate on the kanda, but if you have wrong view and doubt, it become fruitless effort. D. A. is the cause of one's kanda and its process. The cause and the process are different. The cause is, why this present kanda arises. And to know about it. The process is it man or woman? No. It's not. These are consciousness, mind, body, sense bases, contact and feeling, section 2 of the 12 links, see the chart. To know them is knowing the process. Knowing the cause and effect, dharma. With the contemplation, doubt and wrong view come in if you don't know them. These dharmas forbid path and fruition knowledges. It forbids the first path. It's doubt if you don't know the cause and not knowing the result become wrong view. You can make the decision that in this life will end dukkha, if you know about them. Sayadaw based on a sutta about questions and answers on wrong view between Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Mahakasapa. By asking like, does the being still exist after death? It was asking with the wrong view of eternalism, sasata ditthi. There is no being to die and no being to arise. Therefore, no need to answer this type of question. In the process of cause, no being includes, and also in the process of result, no being includes. After the consciousness of death becomes section 2. See the 12 links chart of D. A. process, i.e., rebirth consciousness, name and form, sense bases, contact and feeling. There is no answer for this question if you appreciate, understand. D. A. process with the cessation of past mind and body right pointing arrow the present mind and body arrives. With the cessation of the present mind and body right pointing arrow the future mind and body will arise. Someone has knowledge should not answer to this kind of questions. Even the Buddha himself did not answer to them. With the understanding of D. A. process, we gain these two knowledges of 1. The discernment of mind and matter and 2. The discernment of the conditions of the same mind and matter. These are the foundation knowledges of the path knowledge, magganana. This is quite valuable. Most people may think there is nothing special about it. This is totally wrong. Only with the Buddha arose in this human world we have this great opportunity. Even most ordinary Buddhists never heard about it, i.e., traditional Buddhists. Another question should not answer is, does the being not exist after death? This is asking with the wrong view of annihilationism. With the understanding of the D.A. process we free from both views of eternalism and annihilationism. The Bodhisattva became a Buddha with the contemplation on the D.A. process. The third question is, does the being both exist and not exist after death? With the death consciousness arises, and passes away, rebirth linking consciousness arises. There is only the arising and passing away of one mind after one mind continuously. There is no living being in it, in the processes. But for the Arahant, after the death consciousness and only Nibbana arises, after the death of the Arahant, it is not, nothing exist. The fourth question is, does the being neither exist nor not exist after death? Why did Mahakasapa not answer all these questions? It was not beneficial, not leading to the knowledge of disenchantment, Nibbida Nana, not freed from lust, not leading to the ending of defilements, kilesas, and not leading to Nibbana. The Buddha himself and other noble beings, Ariyas, also did not answer them. In this case, how to ask the beneficial questions? What is the truth of suffering? What is the cause of the truth of suffering? What is the ending of the truth of suffering? Or what is Nirodha Sakka? What is the path to the truth of the ending of suffering? Or what is the path or the way? Asking all the four questions are beneficial. With the discernment of the truth of dukkha, become disenchanted, free from lust, extinguished defilements and realized Nibbana. In the past life Samudaya Sakka had arisen, see the D.A. chart. You had lived with avidya, sankhara, tanha, upadana and kama. You only created Samudaya Sakka. Only the bad things were happening to you, wholesome or unwholesome, which were leading to births. And then you know it that I had been so stupid before. Only these things do not happen again, it is good and you'll do insight meditation, vipassana bhavana. With only that, the knowledges of the path and the fruit will arise and end dukkha. Asking about these kinds of questions is beneficial. Nirodha Sakka means with the contemplation of the kanda and it disappears. It comes to an end. Dukkha disappears is Nirodha Sakka. Its disappearance is Nibbana. In your whole life or in samsara never have been without dukkha and now don't you know that I am free without it? With the experience of it. Magga Sakka arise only with the practice. Only the truth, Sakka, exists and it is appropriate to ask for it. True Buddhists are very rare indeed. It is true. How many Buddhists ask these kinds of questions? Most of them are eternalists, sassata ditthi, God believers have both dittis, sassata and akeda, like standing on two horses with each foot on it. In speech a being exists is all right. Without it can't communicate. But don't take it in thoughts as a real existence. It's not easy to pull out a few from a big crowd. The number of sentient beings that each Buddha in the past was able to save is like the amount of dust on a fingernail, and the number of sentient beings left behind is like the amount of dust on the ground. Even though so many Buddhas in the past had appeared before like the numbers of sand grains in the Ganges River, the numbers of living beings never came to an end. In the past and present some Buddhists making impossible and extreme vows to save all living beings until all the hells were empty. Did they really know what they were talking about? They were cheated by craving and wrong view, tanha ditthi, and got lost in craving for becoming, bhava tanha. It was the same vow as, may I be forever in samsara with suffering forever. Even the Buddha could not save everyone. How could a bodhisattva who was unenlightened save everyone? It was like without any money wanting to give all people. Closing square bracket. This Dharma is very difficult to hear and attain. Is it clear to you? There are only more people in the world who are carried away by the waters of desire and anger, raga and dosa. For some, who are rare indeed to reach the safe shore. Understanding of the letters and the chart of D. A process is not a true understanding, i.e., study. The true understanding is to know the D. A process of the candor in oneself. It's important to discern in the candor in accordance with the chart. For example, in the candor a feeling arises, and when you observe it and it's not there anymore. Vedana pakaya tana, feeling conditions to craving not arises. The chart is just for example. You should know about the candor is still there even though you know the chart. Also, observe the candor is still there, and compare your own candor with which is in the D. A. Chart. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 27th of November 1961. Man, happy with kilesa diseases. It was like someone with the whole body of sores forcing himself through the thorny bushes. There are sores at everywhere of the eye, ear, and mind, the six senses. Physical object, form, sound, and mind objects, dharma aramana, are thorns. Therefore, kilesa wounds are always arising within us. Someone with sores runs into the thorny bushes, it will become worse. And at the eye, ear, and mind, greed, anger and delusion arise. Therefore, people don't want to live in forest and the mountain because they don't use to it. They only want to live in the city with the crowd. It means they want to be hurt or hit with thorns. They have satisfaction with wounds and cuts, and not want to be freed from them, i.e., no appreciation of bodily seclusion, kaya viveka. The cause of short life is harmed by the thorns of defilement, see, dn. 26 Kakavati Sutta. The cause of kama is very few indeed, if not become a person who has wrong view on kama, i.e., kamavadi ditthi. Someone has the view of whatever happens is due to kama or past kamas. The Buddha not only taught about the cause of kama, but also the other many causes, as an example, the case of suicide. It was hit with the thorn of the mind, but if you take everything as the result of the past kama, then it becomes kamavadi ditthi. Many Buddhists have this view. They blame it on past kamas if something is going wrong. To do things blindly with anger is to be struck by the thorns of the mind. This is the time to stay calm or you will have wounds and trauma. Someone died with fright was hit by the thorn of physical form, with poison was hit by the thorn of taste, etc. You're going through the thorny bush and at the same time don't want to get cuts and wounds is never possible. Even the Buddha couldn't help you. You can't hit by thorns if you stay with Samatha and Vipassana. You don't want to die alone as a lonely mouse, but wanting to die among the relatives. Why is that? Because you want descending to a pyre, woeful existence. It means in this way. This is dying with the clinging Dharma. Is it becoming a clinging or not if dying among the affectionate people? The Buddha's preference and our preference are in the opposite ways. His was Nibbana and yours are the four upayas, painful existences. If any one of the six sense objects hits you, you will get the wound. There is no problem handling poison without any wound and cut on the hands, otherwise, you'll die. It came from Dharmapada. After becoming a stream winner, Sotapanna, you'll not harmed by them while going through kilesa thorny forest. In the simile of the six animals discourse, the Buddha first mentioned these thorns and continued to talk about the animals. It's only safe by staying with bodily mental seclusion. Seclusion by attainments, acquisitions, comes only after the path knowledges. The stay away from the sense objects is bodily seclusion. Contemplating impermanence with the calm mind, Samadhi is mental seclusion. This is not letting the mind go outside to the sense objects by vipassana practice. It seems to me Sayadaw's interpretation was more practical in daily life situations. By handling poison with cuts and wounds, you'll be gone. So, don't be playful with your hands, which I have to remind you. It's not easy to talk about this kind of dharma. The nature of this dharma is quite different from the preference of living beings. The preference of beings is to be hurt by thorns, i.e., kalesa, and dharma, i.e., nibbana, is to be free from dangers. You have to make the decision that what the Buddha taught was right and your preference is wrong. After the bodily and mental seclusions, practice vipassana. Sayadaw combined these two discourses to deliver the talk. From Samyutta Nikaya is the simile of six animals, SN 35.247 Chapanakopamasuttam, and from Anguttara Nikaya, on seclusion, An 4.138 Nikatasuttam. Becoming the seclusion by attainments, Upadhi Viveka, will never be hurt by thorns. Bodily plus mental seclusion. Right pointing arrow insight contemplation, right pointing arrow seclusion by attainment. There are two attainments, momentary and permanent, i.e., path factors and path knowledge, or seeing the rise and fall of khandhas and the cessation of the khandhas. Seclusion by momentary acquisition is referred to anicca, magga right pointing arrow, i.e., discerning of the disappearance of the khandha with insight knowledge. Khandha is the place where sores and wounds grow out, i.e., kalesa diseases. Upadhi Viveka is no khandha. No khandha for 5 or 10 minutes is freed from wounds and cuts, at these periods. There is no khandha to hit by thorns. This was the reason noble disciples used to enter the fruition states. Only by knowing about these things, we like nibbana. At this place, the saying of that khandha was the places of diseases, rogato, is becoming clear. This khandha is like a hospital with patients. The cessation of this khandha is nibbana. Only by knowing as you have sores or disease and then you want to be freed from it. Now, you know that we all have sores and wounds. When the path knowledge of no desire to live with this big sore, i.e., khandha, arises, and you'll know its real nature. The khandha has the nature of palanata, oppress being without any sympathy. It oppresses beings with 96 kinds of illness, roga, and the wounds of sense objects. You have been oppressed by it because you have it. Don't refer it to the past kammas. Most Buddhists referred to their misfortunes on kammas, but no khandhas and nothing would happen. Then, dayakas and dayakas, i.e., the Pali words refer to Buddhist layman and laywoman. You have to make the decision what is important for you. The audience, no khandha, venerable, firstly, don't push yourself through the thorns, i.e., the thorns of sense objects, for kaya viveka, restraint of the sense faculties. After that, do samadhi, i.e., citta viveka by anapanasati. And then vipassana, which is turning towards upadhi viveka seclusion by acquisition. You'll see the wounds arise in blips, and then continue with the contemplation until become disenchanted with it. With the existence of this khandha and nibbana is covered up. This point is interesting for contemplation to know about the relationship between khandha and kalesa and nature of nibbana. Kalesas cover on knowledge, nana, and again khandha, dukkha sakka, covers on nibbana. You don't want this khandha if you know its growth with wounds and sores. and then knowledge, nana, i.e., the contemplative mind, does not turn towards upadikanda. Instead, it turns towards nibbana, which has no upadikanda. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 19th to the 20th of December 1961. Fall in love with the killer. In the Radha Samyutam, SN 23, then Radha asked the Buddha what Mara or death was. Here Mara is a metaphor for death or killer and the aggregates or khandhas. The form, rupa, dharma will kill you. You have to die because the form exists. You have to contemplate the impermanent form as the killer. If you can't, it'll kill you for many lives to come. You conquer the khandha, Mara, if you can contemplate it and become disenchanted and ending of it. Feeling phenomena is also the killer. The other perceptions, sanna, volitional formations, sankhara, and consciousness, vijnana, are also killers. The five khandhas will kill the person who got it by prayers. Most Buddhists are craving for sugati khandhas or good rebirths, so they make merits and praying for it. Dying with the tight and stiff body is killed by the earth element, patavi. Overflow with urine and blood is by water element, apo. Overheat is by heat element, teho. A person dying with the swollen body is killed by wind element, vayo. Someone dies by eating something which should not be eaten, because taking it as good, this is killed by perception, sanna. Sayadaw continued to mention on each of the other khandhas. The five khandhas are not to be seen as secure. The killer is not far away, it exists inside us. The five khandhas oppress the owner without any sympathy, palanata, when still alive, force you to work like a slave and in the end, it kills you. Discerning of impermanence is seeing one's killing dharma. With the discerning will shun from them. Only by discerning of the truth of dukkha will free from death. The real search should be freed from death, but the majority are looking for death. They are searching or looking for their killers, i.e., the khandhas, so they fall in love with their killers, so stupid indeed. Not only they can't see the khandhas as enemies even serving and looking after them. For the vipassana yogi, I'll break apart with you. Samatha yogi is searching for the killer, therefore he can't arrive to nibbana. Yogis not discovered nibbana because they couldn't transcend the truth of dukkha. Only by knowing the truth of dukkha thoroughly will success. To free from death, we have to kill the khandha, i.e., the killer. Until now, in the whole of samsara we had been killed by them. Praying for any life is inviting the Mara, i.e., the king of death, the killer. The bhava-tanha of some Buddhists were extremely so strong that they made impossible prayers and vows to save every single being until the hells were empty. It meant we liked to stay in samsara forever. We're living together with the five killers of the five khandhas. Even before death, the form dharma oppresses and tortures us. In vipassana contemplation on form, rupa, contemplate it as the dharma leads to death and palanata, the dharma oppresses and tortures beings without any sympathy. Sometime people were asking about the causes of death as what kinds of vedana, what kinds of food poisoning, i.e., onsana, etc., led to the death of a person. Some died by going to places which shouldn't be gone, i.e., sankhara. Some couldn't control their minds and committed suicide, i.e., vijnana. Dharma beings make prayers for the khandhas with the taints, asava, of sensuality, becoming and ignorance, i.e., kamasava, bhavasava and avijasava. I am urging you, don't desire the candor and don't invite the killers. If not at near death, will cry out for, save me. Help me. Don't be afraid of to be killed, but you have to be afraid of craving for becoming, Bhavatana. You have to accept the truth of Dukkha, Dukkha Sakka. If you have done the truth of its causes, Samudaya Sakka. It is taints, Asava, pushing you there, and the killers are the five khandhas. Do you want to become a corpse in other mouth? I.e., rebirth as animal and ending in other mouth. It may be man or beast. Or a corpse buried in the earth, as human. There are 40 extended meanings of Anicca, Dukkha and Anatta characteristics. Whatever talk about, it will include characteristic with rising and falling, Anicca. You'll get the knowledge of as it really is, Yathabhuta Nana, if you discern impermanence. You have to continue the contemplation to develop the knowledge of disenchantment, Nibbida Nana. And then continue to contemplate until you don't want it, with this not wanting the five khandhas disappear. You find the undying place, this is metaphorical term. The knowledge or the mind inclines towards undying, no arising and dying. You have to try it out. I am telling you the way to it. From the dying element, it turns towards the undying element, Nibbana. The undying place appears and let the knowledge, Nana, stay with it. Don't look for the place of cessation of Dukkha. This is the cessation of Dukkha. It's not conquered the Khanda, Mara yet. Reflect it with the reviewing knowledge, Pakavekana Nana. You experience at the cessation, i.e., Nirodha, the cessation of the Khandas, if you review it a lot. Discerning of impermanence is inside knowledge, Vipassana Nana. Seeing Nibbana is path knowledge, fruition knowledge and reviewing knowledge, i.e., Magga, Nana, Phala Nana and Pakavekana Nana, at the first path knowledge, i.e., Sotapatti Magga, Ditthi Kalesa, defilement of wrong view, and Ditthi Khanda, Khanda existence related to wrong view, i.e., painful existences, disappeared. Each of the taints of sensuality, becoming and ignorance, Kamasava, Bhavasava and Avijasava, are reduced to its one-quarter strength. The axle of Dithasava, taint of wrong view, completely broken down and can't revolve anymore, see part 5, breaking the axle of the taints. Therefore, Sotapanna, all noble beings, can't fall into painful existences, apayas. The second and third path knowledges break down the axle of Kamasava, the taint of sensuality. The fourth path knowledge breaks down the axle of Bhavasava and Avijasava, the taints of becoming and ignorance. Now, you all completed with the decisive support condition, Upanasaya Pakaya. You have to try with path condition, Magga Pakaya, to free from the three vatas, rounds of existence, i.e., Kalesa, Kama and Khanda. You have enough 23 conditions, i.e., refer to the 24 conditional relations, Patthana, and only need the path condition, Magga Pakaya. This is very important. For example, all the food dishes are in ready, and it only needs one type of salt. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 12th of March 1962. Everyone is a stranger. Someone has sila, what kind of dharma he has to contemplate? He has to contemplate any one of the five khandhas as impermanent, suffering, disease, a tumor, a dart, misery, affliction, alien, stranger, disintegrating, empty and not self will attain the path knowledge, Magga Nana. You might say it's too much. You don't need to contemplate all of them. These are the three universal characteristics if you combine them. This is the knowledge of the teacher. At last, it falls into impermanence. It becomes clear that even have sila you need right attention. It leads to truth, sakka, if you contemplate a lot of it. We handle one of them and finish the practice. Contemplation of parato, alien or stranger, is very good. The contemplative knowledge is one thing and the impermanence is another. They are telling about their own things. You have to make a decision that they are nothing related to you. Your own kanda is an alien or a stranger to you, that the other kandas also become aliens. This way, it does not affect anyone. It happens by itself, but the I-ness coming in to disturb that it doesn't become a stranger. It becomes a self, atato, if not becomes an alien. And then it becomes me and mine, ataniyato. You go and disturb it and become unwise attention, ioniso. Why dayakas and dayakas, layman and woman follower, are not becoming stream enterers, sotapanna? You take the stranger as me and my own or mine, and the D.A. process of dukkha and domanasa, pain and distress, body and mental pains, etc., are following behind you. With the teaching we find out the fault. You make other property as one's own that it becomes a fault. It's better to fall into the apayas with one's own properties. Otherwise, with others' properties, it was like a darawan, i.e., Hindu word for a watchman, who has been killed at duty. It was better if the owner had been killed. It was too painful to be killed for things which were not his own. Here he also falls into apayas for things which belong to others, animate or inanimate things. It becomes equanimous if you can contemplate with parato, stranger. It can develop to the level of knowledge of equanimity towards formations, sankarapekanana. After this knowledge, it will come the path knowledge. The four painful existences, apayas, became one's home and property. It was the results of taking things as me and mine, i.e., ditthi and tana, by people. Ditthi, wrong view, ditupadana, clinging to view, and action, kama, controlled by view, were pushing down these beings into the apayas. Taking the stranger as one's own is a great mistake which you have to remember it. During the period when whatever wholesome merit you are doing, the mind or consciousness is arisen by sense objects and sense doors. Forms, rupa, are arisen by kama, citta, utu and ahara, past volition, consciousness, temperature and nutriment. In the whole process there was no thing which made by you. Therefore, beings committed the crime, theft, and entered into the prisons of painful existence, apayas. Sayadaw continued to talk about the family members whom we related to each other as me and mine, because without knowing him as strangers. It becomes clinging to view, ditupadana, if we strongly argue on things which belong to others. Don't blame on kamas, actions, if beings fall into apayas. These are the causes of wrong views and clinging to wrong views. Most Buddhists blame their misfortunes on kamas, not on kalesas.